Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Nun Gimel, chapter 53. We left off at the end of the last chapter with Hashem describing the success and ascension of the Jewish people at the end of days in contrast to their degradation and exile. This chapter will describe the reaction of the nations of the world to that change, and thus the transition from lowly to exalted along the way. The suffering of the Jewish people in exile will be described in this chapter, but only in retrospect, as something that happened and is in such contrast to their destination. As we mentioned in the last chapter, although referred to in the singular, it is the Jewish nation described here, according to most commentaries. This literary tool is not uncommon in Tanakh in general, and especially in later prophets. The Navi begins from the perspective of the other nations. Mi ha'amin lishmo aseinu? Who can believe what we have heard? Uzroa Hashem al mi niglasa? Upon whom has the arm of Hashem been revealed? They are completely shocked that it is actually the Jewish people who are the people of God, because until now they were seen, as described by the verse, as a weed, lo so'ar lo velo hadar, without form or beauty, v'nir'ehu velo mar'eh v'nechmedehu. We could look upon him, but we could not find any beauty in order to desire him. The other nations are saying that the Jewish people had no redeeming qualities. And this is something that is not uncommon in the writings of other religions and even governments throughout much of history, that the Jewish people had no redeemable characteristics. Nivzevecha dal ishim. He, the Jewish people, was despised and shunned by men. Ish mach ovos viduacholi, a man of suffering and familiar with disease. Some commentaries connect the first two clauses of this verse. The Jewish people were despised by men because they were always suffering. The suffering of the Jewish people was so remarkable compared to any other nation that it was because of that suffering that they became despised. And therefore, uchumaster panimi menu nivzeh velo chashavnuhu. As one who hides his face from us, he was despised. We did not consider him. The Jewish people hid their face from embarrassment. They therefore became despised, and they weren't considered by other nations. Some explain this verse differently, that it was not the Jewish nation that hid its face, but the other nations that hid their faces to avoid looking at the Jewish suffering, either because it was hard to watch such devastation or because they didn't want to help. All that time, the nations of the world suspected that it was because God had left us and rejected us that we were suffering so much. But when God returns us to our former glory, they will respond, Achein, chalayenu hu nasa. Yet it was our sickness that he, the Jewish people, was bearing. Umachovenu svalam, and our suffering that he endured. Va'anachnu chashavnuhu nagua muka elokim ume'une. We thought he was plagued, smitten, and afflicted by God. The nations of the world are saying that now we realize that this nation was suffering from our sins. It was the suffering that we should have received that the Jewish people endured, and we mistakenly thought it was they that were rejected by God. A simple reading of this verse brings an obvious question addressed in a lengthy comment by the Radak. He begins by asking, we as Jews do not believe in one person being punished for another. The exception would be a son punished for the sins of a father, but that is only when the son continues his father's sins and is therefore held more accountable because he should have learned what not to do by watching him. Is the Navi trying to tell us that we are punished for the sins of the nations of the world? No. This will only be their mistaken reaction. When they see, at the time of the redemption, that the beliefs of the Jews were true, that Hashem loved us the whole time, and that their beliefs were false, they will assume that the whole time we were suffering for their sins. This sounds like reasoning that isn't in line with Torah thought, because it isn't. The Navi is describing their mistaken reaction, and their reaction continues, that we were wounded for their sins and bore all their punishments. And while we were persecuted and afflicted, lo yiftach piv, he did not open his mouth, kasela tevach yuval v'charachel lifnei gozezeha, like a sheep brought to the slaughter and a ewe before her shearers. Ne'alama v'lo yiftach piv. He was quiet and did not open his mouth. The other nations say, even though we were wrong to visit that punishment upon them, upon the Jewish people, they accepted it, because they saw it as the hand of Hashem. Vayitein es rishaim kivro, he submitted himself to the grave as if he was wicked. Ve'es asher b'mosav, and the wealthy submitted to execution. Aloha masasa, velomer mambafiv, even though he had done no injustice and had spoken no falsehood. The commentaries connect this verse to Jews throughout history who chose to die rather than renounce their faith. They were being killed not only because they didn't do anything wrong, but because they were doing something good, and they accepted it as the will of Hashem. The chapter continues from Hashem's perspective. Hashem chafetz dakoh hecheli. It is true, it was Hashem's will that we be oppressed and afflicted. Im tasim Hashem nafsho. Because if he would acknowledge guilt, meaning us, if the Jewish people would acknowledge guilt, yireh zera yaarich yamim v'chefetz Hashem b'yado yitzlach, he would see offspring and live long days, and the will of Hashem would succeed in his hands. Like we have seen throughout, it was in our hands to change the whole time. Hashem did not want to destroy us. He afflicted us only so we would improve ourselves and have great merit and rejoice in him. And of course, that is what will happen when ultimately we do tshuva. The redemption will come, and yatzdik tzadik avdil rabim. The Jewish people with their own righteousness will lead others to righteousness, ba'avonosam hu yisbol, and he will bear their sins. At the time of the redemption, the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. His servants, the Jewish people, will teach the rest of the world about Hashem and lead them to serve him, mostly through example. So what does it mean they will bear their sins? We've already said that we are not punished for the sins of others. It means that we will ignore their sins. We will not allow the behavior of other nations to affect us the way that we do now. We will ignore them and teach the ways of Hashem. Lachin achalek lo varabim. Therefore, I will give him the portion of the multitudes. Ve'es atzumim yichalek shalal. And he will divide the mighty as spoils. Tachas asher he'era lamaves nafsho. In reward for him pouring out his soul for death. Ve'es poshim nimna. And being counted among the wicked. V'hu chet rabim nasa. But he bore their sin. V'lafoshim yafgia. And prayed for them. After thousands of years of suffering and watching the nations of the world flourish, the Jewish people will receive the portions of them all and will even rule over those nations themselves. And why will they receive that reward? Because through all that suffering, they were willing to die for the sanctification of God's names, not God's name. They were willing to allow themselves to be looked upon as foolish sinners. They bore the suffering inflicted upon them in this world and even prayed for those who afflicted them to recognize in Hashem and his truth. And therefore he, meaning Bnei Yisrael, will inherit the portions of them all. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.